This is the reading for December 9th, Zephaniah chapter 1. This is the word of the Lord that came through Zephaniah while Josiah son of Ammon was king of Judah. Zephaniah was the son of Cushi, who was the son of Gedaliah. Gedaliah was the son of Amariah, who was the son of Hezekiah. I will sweep away everything from the earth, says the Lord. I will sweep away the people and animals. I will destroy the birds in the air and the fish of the sea. I will ruin the evil people, and I will remove human beings from the earth, says the Lord. I will punish Judah and all the people living in Jerusalem. I will remove from this place all sons of Baal, the false priests, and the other priests. I will destroy those who worship the stars from the roofs, and those who worship and make promises by both the Lord and the god Molech, and those who turned away from the Lord, and those who quit following the Lord and praying to Him for direction. Be silent before the Lord God, because the Lord's day for judging people is coming soon. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has made holy His invited guests. On the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I, the Lord, will punish the princes and the king's sons and all those who wear foreign clothes. On that day, I will punish those who worship Dagon, those who hurt others and tell lies in the temples of their gods. On that day, says the Lord, a cry will be heard at the fish gate. A wail will come from the new area of the city, and a loud crash will echo from the hills. Cry, you people living in the market area, because all the merchants will be dead, all the silver traders will be gone. At that time, I, the Lord, will search Jerusalem with lamps. I will punish those who are satisfied with themselves, who think the Lord won't help us or punish us. Their wealth will be stolen and their houses destroyed. They may build houses, but they will not live in them. They may plant vineyards, but they will not drink any wine from them. The Lord's day of judging is coming soon. It is near and coming fast. The cry will be very sad on the day of the Lord. Even soldiers will cry. That day will be a day of anger, a day of terror and trouble, a day of destruction and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of alarms and battle cries. Attack the strong walled cities, attack the corner towers. I will make life hard on the people. They will walk around like the blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust, and their insides will be dumped like trash. On the day that God will show His anger, neither their silver nor gold will save them. The Lord's anger will be like a fire that will burn up the whole world. Suddenly, He will bring an end, yes, an end to everyone on earth.
The Book of Jude.
My name is Jude, the half-brother to Jesus. False teachings are seeking to undermine the very foundations of faith. This letter will be a warning to them against these false prophets. I want to stand firm for the true teachings of Jesus Christ. From Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and who are kept safe for Jesus Christ, may mercy, peace, and love fill your lives. Dear friends, I had intended to write to you about the salvation we share, but something has come up. It demands that I write to you and encourage you to continue your fight for the Christian faith that was entrusted to God's holy people once for all time. Some people have slipped in among you unnoticed. Not long ago they were condemned in writing for the following reason. They are people to whom God means nothing. They use God's kindness as an excuse for sexual freedom and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. I want to remind you about what you already know. The Lord once saved His people from Egypt, but on another occasion He destroyed those who didn't believe. He held angels for judgment on the great day. They were held in darkness, bound by eternal chains. These are the angels who didn't keep their position of authority but abandoned their assigned place. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities near them is an example for us of the punishment of eternal fire. The people of these cities suffered the same fate that God's people and the angels did because they committed sexual sins and engaged in homosexual activities. Yet, in a similar way, the people who slipped in among you are dreamers. They contaminate their bodies with sin, reject the Lord's authority, and insult His glory. When the archangel Michael argued with the devil, they were arguing over the body of Moses. But Michael didn't dare to hand down a judgment against the devil. Instead, Michael said, "May the Lord reprimand you." Whatever these people don't understand, they insult. Like animals, which are creatures of instinct, they use whatever they know to destroy themselves. How horrible it will be for them. They have followed the path of Cain. They have rushed into Balaam's error to make a profit. They have rebelled like Korah and destroyed themselves. These people are a disgrace at the special meals you share with other believers. They eat with you and don't feel ashamed. They are shepherds who care only for themselves. They are dry clouds blown around by the winds. They are withered, uprooted trees without any fruit. As a result, they have died twice. Their shame is like the foam on the wild waves of the sea. They are wandering stars for whom gloomy darkness is kept forever. Furthermore, Enoch from the seventh generation after Adam prophesied about them. He said, "The Lord has come with countless thousands of his holy angels. He has come to judge all these people. He has come to convict all these ungodly sinners for all the ungodly things they have done and all the harsh things they have said about him. These people complain, find fault, follow their own desires, say arrogant things and flatter people in order to take advantage of them. Dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ told you to expect. In the last times, people who ridicule God will appear. They will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who cause divisions. They are concerned about physical things, not spiritual things. Dear friends, use your most holy faith to grow. Pray with the Holy Spirit's help. Remain in God's love as you look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you eternal life. Show mercy to those who have doubts. Save others by snatching them from the fire of hell. Show mercy to others even though you are afraid that you might be stained by their sinful lives. God can guard you so that you don't fall, and so that you can be full of joy as you stand in his glorious presence without fault. Before time began, now, and for eternity, glory, majesty, power, and authority belong to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.